The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. About 30 minutes from now, we'll be drawing for the muzzleloader giveaway contest, the last one of this year. Fine CVA muzzleloader coming your way from the fine folks at CVA and the Outdoors and Radio Show. And that, on top of that, will be mounted a wonderful scope, a muzzleloader slash, slug gun scope from Hawk Optics. Hawk was very helpful this year. They were good with us on a sponsorship program and the giveaway, so we're very, very thankful to them. And of course, as we've been doing for like 20 years, something like that, we'll be giving away the muzzle loader again, three of them every year for the last, like I said, 20 some years. So I'd really like to do maybe a survey sometime after the first of the year, find out the folks that received a muzzle loader through the Outdoorsman Radio Show, what success they've had, you know, with that muzzle loader, pictures and the whole deal. I'd like to see some of that stuff. I know one year a guy shot a deer up in Cecil County, I think, and I don't know if he's listening or even around anymore. The deer weighed over 300 pounds, shot with his muzzle loader. I have no idea where that picture is. I have no idea where, you know, what happened to that guy. I'm in contact with a couple of the families that have won, you know, in the past. John from North Carolina is one of them, and Captain Dawn, we call him Captain Dawn, has won. But, you know, not sure where a lot of them have gone. So looking forward to maybe doing a little promotion like that. And if you're, you know, you want to get a jump on it, shoot me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, or go call us here on the show and tell us, you know, of your success with your muzzleloader. So I know we've given a handful away to some ladies over the years. And haven't heard much from them, but, you know, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, people, you know, they go about their lives. They win something. They don't necessarily stay connected, but that's good. It's all right. No worries about that. But I'm just curious every now and then to try and find out what's going on. So our number here is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we will be making sure we get that number drawn here shortly. Harry and Sparks and then Lee and Towson. Good morning, Harry. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. How are things in Sparks?
Good. We're just heading out hunting.
Good. Good, good, good. Yeah, legal shooting time in about 20 minutes. I hope you don't have a long run.
We should have another good day.
Good. How's your season been?
Good. We've done very well.
I'm glad to hear that.
My daughter, my son, and myself, we've all harvested deer, so we're very fortunate.
Well, good. Harry, you're just the kind of person I'm looking for. You know, I publish Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine, and we love talking about family. We've got a lot of pictures coming in from Youth Day and, you know, fathers and daughters and that type of thing. So we'd love to see that picture or those pictures of you and your family. The email's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So you can shoot those over to us. I'd love to do a little, you know, coverage of your successes.
Sure. I'll be glad to send some pictures in.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Do you know anybody around the, Baltimore County, Baltimore area that officially measures deer?
That would be Bucks, Bears, Stags.
Okay.
And that is a company that I own. We've published two record books. And you're in Sparks, so your closest guy is Bob Newton.
Okay.
Bob's in Northeast.
My son got one during muzzleloader during Youth Day that I'd like to get scored.
Yep. Well, there's no there. We have youth sponsors, so the youth entry fee is only $10, but it's covered by our sponsors. And, you know, if it's 110 inches, it will meet the minimum for the youth record.
It's more than 110 inches.
Okay. All right. Well, good. He may enter the hunter division then as well.
Okay. Yeah. What do you do? Just go on the website?
Go on the website, Bucks, Bears, Stags. You left your number with Aaron, right?
Correct.
I have your phone number. I will text you Bob's contact information. Sparks is not that far from Northeast. I mean, you guys could you could make that run pretty quick, you know? Huh? Hello? Uh-oh. Don't know what happened. Static and then nothing. But if you're still hearing me.
You still there?
I am. What happened?
I guess driving through Butler now. It's what happened.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're not that far from Northeast. You just call, make an appointment with Bob, and he'll be more than glad to measure it.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You text on your number, Harry?
Yes, that's great.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Good luck today.
Good day.
Yep, you too.
Same with everybody else that's going out.
All right, man. Thank you. There he goes. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are things in Lee's world today?
Alan, I'm doing good. Hey, do you want pictures of hunters that miss?
Yes, I do. I would like you to hold up. I would like you to be holding up your shirt tail in the picture.
I'll send you that picture. It's hey, you know, you think with age, the buck fever wouldn't be quite as bad. I don't think I ever shook so bad.
What'd you do, blow one? Oh, man. are you talking with a gun you missed?
Come on, Alan. I did. It was
with a gun. Lee, you missed with a gun?
It was... Come on. Maybe I should have used my fishing rod. I don't know. I missed. And, you know, at least I...
It happens, I know, it happens, I get it.
It happens, it does happen, and, I can fess up to it. It was a good, clean miss, and, you know, I never realized that deer can laugh. You know?
Oh, yeah, they laugh, yeah.
What? They laugh running through the woods.
Oh, sure.
You know, all good, but
yeah, they throw that tail up. They wave that tail at you. Wave goodbye with that tail. So, well, you know, you've harvested deer, Lee. You know, you've harvested deer, and you've seen that tongue sticking out thing. You know, they do that when they're on the ground with their tongue sticking out. You know why they do that, right?
Yeah.
You know why they do that? Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Oh, you don't know why they do that. Oh, well, they don't have a middle finger, so that's why they.
Yeah, well, the tail and the back end is enough for me. But,
oh yeah,
you know, I get their drift.
I've only seen that a couple hundred times.
it's a good thing. It's so nice. I've been able to go out in the afternoons, and I went out yesterday in the snow, and there are other things on earth than fishing, and I'll tell you, good report there. The fish are down below the Bay Bridge, and my buddy went out yesterday working birds, and a lot, not big fish, but the numbers was
oh, that's good.
He was talking in three digits.
Wow, that's good to hear. That's good.
Yeah,
very good.
All the birds. It doesn't sound like anything's going to happen with the yellow perch regulations.
Why? So, a lot of opposition to it. Cut the limit back to five,
I think it's going to stay status quo from what I'm hearing from the advisory committee. And
okay,
it's all good. But things can change overnight too.
Oh yeah, no question.
But I'll. So. Plenty of fish out there, plenty of deer that are laughing in my neighborhood. So
oh, yeah.
I hope all the other hunters and everybody has a good season this year. So.
Indeed. I've been hunting from the ground this year. Not that I don't want to climb a tree. I've got two climbers out in the woods, but I've just been doing some different stuff this year, you know, trying to...
I'm getting to the point in my life where I think probably in the next year or two, I'm going to be hunting off the ground.
Yeah.
I got a ladder stand, you know, one of those really nice, yep. you know, the two-seater things.
Oh, yeah.
I used to hunt with the kids. But,
yep.
The old knees, you know, I don't clean my... do my gutters and the leaves anymore, so
right.
maybe I need to... I'm going to try ground hunting. I got a couple opportunity spots where I could set that up, and I'm going to try that next year.
Yeah, well, I bought one of those Ameristep chairs years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's a double-seated chair, and the back of it flips right up over you. It's like a ground blind, and I hunted out of that the other day, and, I mean, the deer had no issues with it, and I kind of liked it, actually. You know, so I hadn't used it a lot, but you know, I like ground blind hunting. I've taken some deer out of ground blinds with muzzle loader and gun, and I do like that. I mean, give me a shooting house with a heater in it.
You know?
walk up a set of steps. Yeah.
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 I have hunted out of on that.
Yep.
Sure, out of a house, and that is really, really,
yep.
it spoils you.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I could fall asleep.
No question. I'll be hunting out of a redneck blind tomorrow, and the fellow didn't even put them, he didn't even elevate them. They're sitting on a field.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's a real nice, comfortable stand, and Chris will be sitting in one about 400 yards away. You know, he'll have to deal with the mice, but that's okay. Better him than me. But, you know, yeah. Oh, man. So, anyway.
All right,
buddy. Well, listen, send me a picture of that shirt tail. And a lot of younger people have no idea what they're talking about, what we're talking about as far as just cutting the shirt tail off.
It's all good. That's why we do it. You know,
that's right, buddy. All right.
All right. In the freezer.
Hey,
bye.
Look, get a little Ambien or something. Don't go up in the ladder stand. But you know, if you're going to suffer from buck fever that bad that you miss, you know, you got to get some pharmaceutical help.
Hey, that's what it's all about, Alan.
I know it.
It's all about.
If I don't,
yep.
if I ever lose that feeling, I don't want to go anymore.
Yep. All right.
All right, buddy.
You all take care.
See you, Lee. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man. For those of you who don't know, back in the day when there were deer camps, you know, the guys would come in and they would miss their buck, and there was a great ceremony where the rest of the hunters would berate them, and one of the berating things that they would do would be turn around, pull their shirt tail out in the back, and cut that shirt tail off. And that was your trophy. That was your deer tail. That was your rack. That was what, you know, signified the fact that you missed. And some of them went to the point where they'd pin those tails up on the wall, and you know, they'd have their collection of shirt tails with guys that missed in camp. But great tradition. We don't get that when we hunt by ourselves or any of that stuff. And you know, the deer camps used to be prevalent in Maryland. Deer camps up in Western Maryland and. You know, back in the day, I don't know how many of them are left, but deer camp is a fun thing to do. It really is. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Get your entries in. You got 10 minutes to do that. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I'll check the email. Not guaranteeing you'll get on the list, but calling will definitely get you there. And right now it's time for me to tell you about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry several different brands of heating things like gas fireplace inserts, wood fireplace inserts, electric pellet, all of that. The Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And then they have several brands of, I think there's another one called Morso. They have great wood stoves, too, in all different sizes and shapes, like the old-time hardware store, you know, cast iron wood burning stove, and then they've got the modern, you know, cubic designs. They'll look like a just like a cube in your modern, you know, modern decor. Very nice styles and so forth of all the freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves too. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. You just stop by the showroom. They'll show you such models like the EX35, like I have, show you how to work the remote control. You just set your temperature, and it's off right now. The room is assumed the right temperature, and, you know, if I open the door and let the dogs out and a little cold air comes in, it'll pop back on for a few minutes and warm the room right back up. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. The exit is Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. It's in Graysonville. And, again, phone number 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's right there on Dormer Drive is the fireplace. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Talked to a fellow the other day in there, and he was talking about the BAR, the MK3, the Browning autoloader rifle, satin nickel receiver finish, polished blue barrel, oil finish, grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering. It's got high relief engraving. It's shim adjustable for cast on and off and drop it at the comb. And it is a beautiful firearm. It really is. Old classic style. The BAR MK3, a variety of a lot of different calibers. And for shotgun shooting sports, there's always the Satori series. Many makes and many models, all made by Browning, the Satori family, for upland bird shooting, for sporting clays, for trap and skeet, if you like. And then there's the A5 Wicked Wing Vintage Camo autoloader shotgun. Super reliable autoloader waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring kinematic drive recoil operation, a composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the barrel and the receiver. It's got an oversized bolt release, an extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. Comes with an ABS case. If you want a great last shotgun you'll ever buy, the A5 Wicked Wing and Vintage Camo would be the one. From Browning and Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, been a full-line Browning dealer since the early 60s. That number is 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all the hunting accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative's Concept Studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concept supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Back a few months ago, I was headlining a great big nightclub. And he put me up a couple of days early. I came in a couple of days early, and they put me up at what they call the Star Suite. Now, here I am, headliner in one of the biggest nightclubs in the country, and I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning in this Star Suite all by myself. Yeah, that's what I said. Aw. But I did what I've always done, man, to cheer myself up. I picked up my guitar, I sat down, I wrote me a little song. Now this is how it feels to be alone at the top of the hill trying to figure out why.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. I used to have a girlfriend, but I guess she just couldn't compete with all of these love-starved women who keep clamoring at my feet. Well, I probably could find me another, but I guess they're all in awe of me. Who cares? I never get lonesome, 'cause I treasure my own company.
Ooh, let's talk to Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? I played that song for you, brother.
Man, you got to talk for me. I can't. I'm waiting with bated breath.
All right. Well, I played that song that you just heard for you, anticipating talking to you. Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on, man? How are things? Go ahead.
Let me tell you. First I wanted to say, I trust you had a healthy and happy Thanksgiving, Alan.
I did. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Okay. I sure did. Yeah.
All right. We interrupt this program for a very important message. Beep, 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 beep. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. America, South and North, and all the ships at sea. This is Walter Winchell with a grouping report on Alan Ellison, Marlin fame. What happened? Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's news broke in. Walter Winchell. Yeah, I mean,
anybody 60 or 65 or under will probably have to Google to know who even that guy was.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Alan,
yes.
Let me tell you.
Jerry.
Women have been just, I had to stay in my apartment every time I go out. I live in the senior building. I told you the senior unassisted living.
Yeah, you did.
And so it's like hundreds of women in this building, and then there's an adjacent building only separated by a dining hall.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a couple of hundred more. There's 104 apartments where I live. The other building has 92.
Okay.
They have been approaching me, begging me to give them your personal cell number. They think I know you.
I see.
They assume that you and I are, like, you know, hunting buddies, and that
uh-huh.
I know you, and they're not satisfied with talking to you on the air. They want to talk to you in person. And let me tell you something. This is like maybe 2 weeks since I've spoken to you on the air.
Yeah.
About 3 weeks ago, at the very end of your program, and I had nothing to do with it. It's not a setup.
No, huh?
A young senior lady called and told you how wonderful she thought you were. And
uh-huh.
I think I heard her say you had a sexy voice.
Uh-oh.
I think I did. I mean,
you think you did. I see.
But she was praising you.
Yeah. Huh. Well, if any of them are listening, Jerry,
yes,
let me just say this to them. Good morning, ladies. It's always a pleasure to hear from you.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. You were laughing at my voice. That's fine.
No,
it's
I
all
wasn't
right.
laughing. I said, damn. Alan, but I said, damn, I was starting to get goosebumps. Go ahead, please.
Oh, you, I'm going to, if you were starting to get goosebumps, I'm using the wrong voice, brother.
No, sir, go ahead. Continue. don't be influenced by me. What do I
do? All right. Here we are without commentary. Good morning, ladies. I would love to hear from any and all of you. And I'll try to make sure that Jerry has my personal contact number. Maybe sometime within the next few months, maybe within the next few years, I'll give Jerry my number. and he can pass it on to all of you. And thank you for listening.
Arthur, more.
No, I'm good. You're getting too excited, Jerry. Sorry.
I can't help it. You might be creating a real problem for me because the ladies, they're getting aggressive.
Well, that's good.
They just want to get to me so they can get to you. And they're pulling at my clothes.
I believe you. Yeah, well.
I'm going to have to go underground. But look, I have something else I wanted to say to you.
All right.
When it comes to Aaron.
Yes.
I don't know what you're paying him, but if you gave Aaron a quadruple increase in salary, it wouldn't be enough.
I agree with you. He's great.
The man is very, very customer friendly, if you will. He's very professional.
Yes,
you know,
I appreciate that.
If you call places and you need help and you talk to somebody, some people are so officious. They act like they really don't want to talk to you and they want to help you and can't wait for you to get off the phone.
Right.
Aaron is so people friendly. He is.
He is indeed.
He didn't pay me to say that, nor did he twist my arm.
No, I'm sure he didn't. No, he's just generally a great guy. So.
Yeah.
Jerry, listen.
I'm gonna get off the air because
listen, thank you.
I called in that, want to get in that contest.
Jerry, thank you. You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And look, please do stay in touch. If you have to go underground, take your phone with you so you can call
and
give me the report from the underground bunker.
I certainly will. And in closing, the thought crossed my mind that I could become an Allen impersonator, and I could go out and say, "Yeah, baby, my name is Allen."
Jerry.
And see, I would take Jerry, the strain off of you. You know what I'm
listen,
saying? Take the slack off of you.
Well, listen. If they're already tearing your clothes off, you know, just.
Yeah.
But you got to learn the voice. So I'll practice it one more time, then I got to let you go and get a winner here.
There's AI. I'm going to say one thing. AI will take you there, but go ahead.
Well, that's Allen Intelligence. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So here we are.
You're quick.
All right, ladies, listen. Until Jerry gets my number, you're just going to have to call the show, and that number is 410. WCBM 680. I hope to hear from you. There you go, Jerry. Got to go.
All right, Alan.
Next All right, buddy. Thank you. See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Ay, caramba. Ay, 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 ay. Okay. didn't throw me off at all, folks. Not one bit. Here we are. Muzzleloader drawing time. Whoop. Random number generator, have the list in front of me, have the list from the from email, and random number generator, there it is, pop up, random number generator, we have 54 people, generate the number is 37. And that corresponds to, hang on here, that corresponds to Kevin Fromm. Kevin, if you're listening, give us a call, and I'll get in touch with you after the show. Congratulations, you are the winner of a brand-new muzzleloader. For those of you who were unsuccessful, well, it's a contest, and we apologize. We wish you could give all of you a beautiful CVA muzzleloader. If you're in the market for one, CVA is the way to go. Put a nice Hawk optic scope on top of that, and you'll be ready for muzzleloader season. So, Kevin, I'll be in touch with you after the show. Congratulations, and thanks again, all of you, for listening and trying and calling. We appreciate the conversations. As always, I hope you keep listening, not just for the contest. All right, Aaron, there's our winner. We'll get in touch with Kevin after the show and go from there. Aaron, you with me? Okay. Very good. Very good. Why don't we go ahead and take a commercial break? Oh, Mike in Carroll County. All righty. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's going on?
You do have a good voice, but you have even a better show.
Well, I appreciate that.
And you know, I wake up every Saturday listening to all the good stuff you have on there, and I appreciate it. Just a quick question on the deer population. I have a 3-acre, roughly, piece of land, and it dips down to the stream in the back.
Right.
And I'm used to seeing, you know, the deer family, family of deer, you know, marching along the property across the road to a farm. And then come back, you know, that type of thing.
Yep, I understand. That's normal.
All I've seen so far is just a buck and then two other, you know, regular, you know, non-buck, so to speak.
You mean does? Antlerless
deer? Yeah, does.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And but that's all I've seen. Is there a time of the year that, you know, that I should be, you know, concerned if I don't see the whole family coming through?
Nope, not at all. The families are right now are pretty much fractured during the mating season. The does kind of kick out the fawns or kind of let the other antlerless deer, the other does that have already been bred, take care of them while they pursue their interest in procreating. So that's where we're at with that. You'll see the buck probably pursuing those does or, you know, same vicinity type of thing. It is the season. It is the mating season. So usually from right around the end of October all the way till the end of January is the deer mating season. And so.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I should be looking out.
Well, just for traffic. I mean, just look out for your vehicle in the area. That's all. And after the first of the year, those family groups will start coming back together. The deer tend to group up after the first of the year, after breeding season is over, and you'll start seeing those families again, the whole bunches of them.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good information, and as I said, a very good show.
So I appreciate that, sir.
Keep it going.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for that. Now, listen, let's take our next break there, Aaron.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Oh, to me. Okay. Sure, I'll be glad to. Didn't realize you were doing that, but that's okay. My fault for misunderstanding. I apologize, folks. So my question is, do you have a fireplace that you don't use anymore? Well, fill it in with a gas fireplace insert or a wood fireplace insert or an electric or a pellet insert from our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry all of those. They also carry freestanding wood stoves and pellet stoves in many different styles. You need to make a trip to the showroom to see that. Now, I have an EX35 model or brand, model from the company called Enviro, and they carry Enviro and Regency and a bunch of other ones, and you need to see the whole selection to make your selection at Hearth America at Backyard Village. It's cold. It ain't going to get much warmer this winter, so get in there now and get connected because it's, you know, time is of the essence, and you'll start feeling some relief this winter, that's for sure. So visit BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The number is 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. They're right off Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, coming from the bridge. Their physical location is Drummer Drive, so if you put that in your GPS, Backyard Billies at Drummer Drive, you'll get right there, that's for sure. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, 410-827-4500. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. So, one more time for Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, or Halethorpe, whatever you want to call it. They're your full-line Browning dealer, but they do have other firearms as well. They carry all of them, Winchester and Remington and CVA muzzleloaders and Henry rifles. If you like a nice Henry rifle as a gift for somebody, they carry the 22s and the 44s and everything that Henry makes, and including the Golden Boy and some of the other ones. So, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop if you're looking for a firearm? They carry a full complete selection of handguns as well, too, and they can help you get your HQL and your carry permit. So, full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. I said that. 410-242-6108. The website, ClydeSportShop.com. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories for fishing and hunting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltzfus Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Spray-on truck liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up a weather. Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous. My knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
All right, very good. All right, a couple minutes left. Contest is over for the year. 2025 is in the book, but we'll still be here the rest of the year with a very active program through December. Coming up in a couple weeks, December 17th will be the 37th anniversary of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Started out as the Maryland Sportsman back on December 17th, 1988. Took a little break in there because of a dispute, and came back on strong with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and been doing that for a long time, 37 years on WCBM. So great folks there at the station, and they've been very, very great working with me, and they love our listeners. They love the show. I love our listeners, and I would invite you to visit any of the sponsors that we have presented here during the course of those years, and you know, you hear the commercials. Don't tune them out because some of them have pretty valuable information. Good places to eat, good places for seafood, good places for firearms, good places for training, good places for truck bed accessories or truck accessories, and a great place for your heating resources like your wood stove and your fireplace inserts. So we love all of our sponsors. I use the word love, maybe did a little bit too loosely. The word is appreciate, I think, more so than love. But greatly appreciate all those folks that I mentioned. And you guys give me a laugh. You really do. And that's part of the that's part of the appeal, that's for sure. So, all right. Well, listen, if you got anybody like to call, we got a few minutes left to take a call or two. So give us a call here, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Once again, pictures of your harvest, you can email them to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com with a little description. Any kids that you might send, anybody under 16, I need parental permission to publish that picture in Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And we put that out not only online but also in print, 10,000 copies to 100 different locations around Maryland. And we hope you get a chance to get a copy of it. If not, like, visit us online at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. So that's the scoop. So anyway, Aaron, I want to thank you for coordinating the contest this year and doing what you do. I know it's a challenge to run the board, do the commercials, take care of the calls, write down the names on the list, and keep me straight. That's the biggest job right there, is trying to keep me straight. So, but I appreciate you too, buddy. So,
I appreciate that, and it can be a handful every once in a while, but honestly, it brings a level of excitement to the show, and the callers are always excited to be entered into the contest.
So oh, yeah.
That's always nice.
No question. No question. So, yep. Well, you know, you could only have one winner, unfortunately, but, you know, we do our best to make it fair with the random number generator and all that stuff, so it is what it is. So, anyway, we'll probably have some giveaways throughout the course of the year. I'd like to have something maybe all year round, but, you know, we got to see what our sponsors say and see what they're willing to do. And Tackle Box Tim, I appreciate you and supplying your tackle to folks throughout the summer and fall, and you know, high tide lures and the abundant tackle packages that you send to people. Everybody that's gotten one has been thrilled with that too. So, thank you for your participation as a sponsor and a supplier of great fishing stuff. Yeah, good answer. Oh my. Anyway. And those of you who text during the show, too, I appreciate you as well, Lee and others. Just get a laugh here off the air. If you hear me laughing and you don't know why, well, it's because I've gotten a text from somebody, so it's good. All right. I'm trying to kill some time here. I was hoping we'd get a call or two, but I guess I don't have to now. There's the music. Goodness gracious. Save me, Aaron, again. So, hey, folks, listen, it's deer season. It's time to get out, stay out, stay safe especially. Just be careful out there. Yeah, beautiful weather. Let me know that the deer have shown up in your area and you're seeing more of them. Send me those harvest pictures. And listen, faith, family, friendship, freedom. Maybe not in that order in your life, but those are the four essentials, that's for sure. And that's what we're all about here. Love the Lord, love your family. And we'll see you next week with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show.